This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the Markets Farm Morning Show, broadcast number 453 for Tuesday, June 29th. I'm Glenn Halleck. Ice canola futures are pushing higher on Tuesday morning as temperatures across the prairies heat up and the ground gets drier with a lack of rain. After yesterday's up-limit close for the most active months, ICE raised the daily limit to $45 per ton. The soon-to-expire July contract jumps $38.70 at $8.18.20 per ton. New crop November rises $22.60 at $7.92.10. The January contract increases $17.60 at $7.83.60. Gains in those new crop contracts have stepped back from earlier highs following the release of the Stats Canada acreage report. Stats Canada says canola acres are 22.48 million, up 4.4% from its April estimates, and are 6% more than what was planted in 2020. Also of note, this year's total wheat acres are down 6.5% from last year at 23.36 million. The Canadian dollar is weaker this morning. The loonie is at 80.78 US cents, which compares to Monday's close of 81.07. If things weren't bad enough in Brazil, with the worst drought in 90 years, reports now say there's a chance of frost this week. Already the drought has slashed a potential 105 million ton corn crop down to around 90 million. Then in the United States, the central and eastern regions of the Corn Belt are forecast to receive further rain while the northern plains continue to struggle with drought conditions. The U.S. Department of Agriculture issued its weekly crop progress report yesterday, and corn is down 1 point at 64% good to excellent. Soybeans hold at 60%. Spring wheat drops 7 points at 20% good to excellent, and winter wheat dips 1 point at 48%. Rounding off prices at the Chicago Board of Trade, soybean futures are slightly higher on Tuesday morning. The most heavily traded November contract is up a half cent at $13.13 per bushel. August soy oil climbs 1.43 cents at 61.88 U.S. cents per pound. August soy meal pulls back $2.20 at $3.51.70 per hundredweight. Corn futures are higher on Tuesday morning, with the September contract bumping up a nickel at $5.63 per bushel. Chicago oats are slightly higher, with the September contract gaining 2 cents at $3.85. Wheat futures are mixed on Tuesday morning. Chicago September is up 3.5 cents at $6.55. Kansas City September gains 9 cents at $6.35.5. And Minneapolis September drops back 12 cents at 8.22. That's a look at the ICE futures and the Chicago markets for Tuesday morning, June 29th. For Markets Farm in Winnipeg, I'm Glenn Halleck.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.